Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. Culture Clash Eraser by Del Murphy, Texas, USA. My first Easter egg hunt was in 1957. A first grader, I lived on a farm outside a small South Texas town. I had no clue about the concept of a bunny rabbit hiding colored chicken eggs in shrubs and clumps of grass. Our class was at Susie's house, where, after punch and cake, we were ushered outside to find as many eggs as possible. Talk about culture clash. Susie's house fronted a park in a middle-class neighborhood. Our farmhouse was surrounded by 200 acres of farm and brushland. My classmates scurried around looking for hidden eggs. I went looking for a chicken coop, as eggs were found in a hen house, not on the ground where coons and dogs could get them. With no backyard fences, I traipsed across neighborhood backyards looking for a chicken coop and finding none. Eventually, an adult chaperone noticed me wandering aimlessly and retrieved me. She stifled a laugh when I complained that there were no chickens around. By the time I got back, most of the eggs were cached in children's baskets. I wandered around aimlessly looking at the ground in front of my feet. Suddenly, from out of nowhere, this blue and red striped egg rolled down in front of me. As I leaned over and picked it up, Susie complained, "Hey, that's my egg. It rolled out of my basket." Nonplussed, I reached over to hand Susie her egg. Then, seeing my empty basket, she said, "You don't have any eggs. Go ahead and keep it." She showed me how to find Easter eggs hidden by the Easter bunny. She also confided she'd seen her mother coloring eggs the night before and was skeptical a rabbit was involved. She found another egg she charitably gave to me before. Time was called and the adults awarded a prize for finding a brown-shelled egg filled with a yellow first grade painted on it. No one claimed the special egg prize, so the parents looked in our baskets and discovered I had it. This was the egg that had rolled out of Susie's basket. I was the sudden center of attention and undeserved accolades. Susie just smiled and clapped along with everyone else as I received a chocolate bunny prize. The grand prize was a pretty, decorated basket given for finding the most eggs. Susie was second, with 7 eggs, to Melissa's 8. Already guilt-ridden for receiving the other prize, I was appalled that Susie had lost again because of the 2 eggs she gave me. I stood in stark terror, expecting her to exclaim that she would have won both prizes were it not for me. She just smiled and clapped for Melissa. It was 45 years before I could manage to tell Susie why she remained so special to me. Her remarkable acts of selfless kindness as a 6-year-old girl at her Easter party had been with me that whole time.
Visit heroicstories.org. to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.